Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that big dream turns out to be a big flop? From Wondery and At Will Media, I'm Misha Brown, and this is The Big Flop. Every week, comedians join me to chronicle the biggest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time, like Quibi.
It's kind of like when you give yourself your own nickname and you try to, like, get other people to do it.
And the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats.
Like, if I'm watching the dancing and I'm noticing the feet aren't touching the ground, there's something wrong with the movie.
Find out what happens when massive hype turns into major fiasco. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. Ben is still in Norway, eating his way through Norway. I shouldn't say eating his ass through Norway. That's not a nice way to say it. Eating his way through Norway, living the time of his life. And today I'm joined for this beautiful summer house recap of Reunion Part 1 by Danny Murphy of Virtual Reality by Page 6. Danny. Hi, baby.
Hi, babe. I mean, I hope some ass is being eaten in Norway. Who knows? Keep it fun. Yeah.
What an odd turn of phrase for that.
I love it.
I mean, I always wish Ben the best. So if that's what's happening,
keep Ben happy. You know what?
You deserve it. You guys can catch Danny first of all on Instagram at Cashmere Danny, but that's spelled with a K.
Yes.
Okay. And also on the Virtual Reality Podcast with Evan. That's on Page 6 Radio, 8 to 10 Eastern on weekdays. Also SiriusXM All-Star or SiriusXM Stars, sorry. And then also the Virtual Reality Awards are coming up. Your first annual.
Very exciting. I know it's funny to call it a first annual because it's like, let's have it happen first and then it'll become annual. But no, we are excited for it. I got to get better at positive thinking. I'm looking at crystals. Yes, but it's on September 17th at City Winery. Tickets are on sale at City Winery Friday at noon. So probably now-ish, but it should be fun.
Yeah, now-ish.
Nothing will hold a candle to y'all's award show, though, because you guys, the costume changes, the singing, the hilarity, like it really was chef's kiss.
You guys are going to have a great one. It's going to be star-studded.
We have Candace singing.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What's she going to sing? Is she going to be like, graphic, graphic?
She better.
Yeah.
She better.
That's what the people need.
That's what I'll be demanding. Yes.
Waving a knife around. Ask her if she can wave a butter knife around.
Oh, my God.
Part of the choreographer.
I would actually love that. Yes. Brought her a beverage.
Yeah.
I would actually love Ashley Darby to do some Roberta Flack, if we're being honest, but she's a little too booked and busy, I guess.
Well, is she? Did you guys ask her?
No, I didn't. No, we actually did not ask her. Candace, do not get mad. We went to Candace because we were like, we wanted someone who we knew could do a few songs in the reality.
Oh, so she's going to like do a few.
She's doing a mini concert. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Is she going to do any Bravo classics?
I would love nothing more than to hear her take on A Feeling Giovanni. We might be able to ask her for that. We did not ask Ashley Darby to sing, even though I feel something tells me she will not stop singing anytime soon. She'll
be singing anyway. She'll stream her own thing at the same time.
Yeah. Going, Darby.
I think that would be hard because, you can't make them mad at each other. You know, it's hard having two singers in one cast.
It really is. I guess I was going to say there's none in Summer House but Jesse Solomon. How dare I?
Oh, God, Jesse Solomon, please stop. Just stop. Okay, Candace, you keep going. You're great. Jesse Solomon, stop it.
It also is funny, a man in 2025 hoping to be the next Michael Bublé. I'm like, do people want to be Michael? No, have yourself a merry little, but like, what?
Michael Bublé was stretching it becoming the next Harry Connick Jr. Like, let's face it. Michael Bublé gets way too much credit, okay? Really get off Harry Connick Jr.'s jock, okay? And I know that Harry Connick was, like, another Frankie, but that was way later, so it was, like, cool.
And
but,
Harry Connick does something to me chemically that I am, I there should just, he's allowed, yeah.
Yeah, Harry Connick Jr. is so hot that it's okay.
Oh, oh my God.
And he played that serial killer in that movie that was really hot, too.
Yes.
That movie he was in.
Oh.
He was like, I act now. And I was like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, sure. Do whatever you want. Whatever you want. Play the trombone. Have your fun. Do a daytime talk show for 2 years. Harry, I'm all for it.
Fly me to the moon, Harry. I still love him. Where'd he go?
Lord knows.
I'm waiting for him to come out with an Instagram against Patty LuPone.
Please. Oh, my God.
Everyone else is just jump on the bandwagon.
Jump on it. I wonder
get
who, the
on
first,
it, Harry.
Who the first Bravo Leb who will go against Patty LuPone will be. I'm very
Lou Ann.
I love Lou. Yeah.
Because like, Lou Ann thinks of herself on the same level. Like, oh, well, here's what I think about the Patty debacle.
Lou Ann's like, it was a microaggression against my Diana Ross costume. Let me tell you that much. Yes.
As a member of the bronzer community, let me tell you, extremely offended. For Summer House people who don't know what we're sorry about, I'm sorry, but two gays haven't seen each other for a long time.
Yes, it's been a minute. Yes. And a lot has gone on. Last time you were here, you were seeing all the Broadway shows. It's on the top of the tongues.
Yeah, it was. And I saw Audra. You know, I saw them all. I saw Nicole. I saw Audra. I saw all the divas. And then the Outsiders. I feel like the Outsiders was like the Jesse Solomon the show compared to all the divas. Like, I saw the divas and then some straight boys singing, or some quote unquote straight boys singing.
I always, because I saw that too. My mom loved it. I loved my peanut M&Ms during it. Let me tell you that much.
Girl, that's what I ate too.
The best thing. Popping them left and right as I'm watching the people that paid for the front row of the Outsiders get dust kicked in their like eyes, their corneas, to watch subpar singing. I'm like, what? I'd rather be outside of the Outsider. I'm like, that should be the VIP tickets.
That was crazy that they were just kicking dust in everyone's, and then rain later. I was like, it's just, who has to clean this stage? You know, it felt so, and leave it up to straight guys. They're like, we're having a musical and we're gonna leave it covered in mud and leave everybody crying from dirt.
That wasn't a story. I don't know.
But yeah, the women I went with loved it too. And I was like, stay dead, pony boy. Stay dead. Okay, so let's get into a little Summer House. And I know you're excited to talk about Lexi. Also, this is a huge deal because you actually starred in the Summer House reunion. I had no idea when I asked you, you were going to be on the show.
I was in it for as much as Emerald. Yeah.
You didn't even have to talk about boning anybody.
No, my feet are fine. A little offended no one's asking for my feet. But I know that because we got wind from an interview we did with West before the reunion, and also Gabby, that they're like, you boys came up at the reunion. And I was like, oh, God, how? But it was exciting. And then when they reached out for, like, clip permission, we're like, oh, okay. And then when we saw that it was about the Lexi birthday party.
The Lexi birthday party. So I'm hearing different things from my sources, and my sources are Reddit.
Okay. But Reddit's usually right somehow. Yeah.
Literally no one else will talk to me. I'm like, I can't call anybody and be like, hey, can I ask you something? They will hang up. They'll be like, you're mean to me, and they'll hang up on me. But Reddit, I have a fake name, so I can get away with it. Somebody on Reddit said that the birthday party that Lexi's talking about wasn't even the same day that those two had brunch. That they had brunch like the day after the birthday or something. Is that true?
I don't know about the exact date. I was confused about, because the photos they showed on the reunion was definitely a brunch situation. And I can't imagine Lexi Wood being a brunch B-day girl. She strikes me as a nighttime type of, like, that's the box and everything like that. So I was a little confused about that. And then also I talked to Gabby Prescott today on Page Six Radio being like, so what was this Lexi birthday party? You all went, like, the entire cast? She's like, no. So it wasn't even that cast heavy of a birthday party.
Nobody went. I think Emerald went and Bailey maybe.
And weirdly Carl.
Oh, did Carl go?
Carl went. Gabby said she went for 5 minutes before going to Paris. So I was like, all right, at least that. But I know I'm curious about the actual timeline-ness of it.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I mean, look, between Lexi and Jesse, I feel mostly on Lexi's side through the season because, of course, Jesse's a huge douchebag. Yes. But by the end of it, I think where I'm left is shut up, both of you, shut up. Just shut up. One of the best things.
Shut up.
Totally. Bring her back. Bring Foggy back just to tell them to shut up. I can't enough. Okay. And you don't get a full birthday weekend. I'm so sick of that. Like, it happened on my birthday week. Shut up. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And Lexi has been also congratulations because you were one of the first you weren't like the 80th podcast Lexi went on. She's still going on them every day. Lexi, stop.
I know. I'm glad that they picked our clip for it because there's a 2000 to pick from.
And every day she's like, here's how I feel about Jesse.
And it's kind of giving where I was like, are we over it or not? I don't know if it's the moment or if it's caught back up, but I feel even watching them have their rendezvous in the summer house, I was like, you guys are not meant for each other.
No.
It was just not, it did not look like a connect at all.
It's just two hot people seeing each other who need TV time in a storyline. And they're like, you're hot and you're nice. You're hot and you're nice. Like today when he's like, yeah, you know, Lexi, I didn't just like her for her looks. I mean, she was very pretty. She was very bubbly. It's like, that's her looks.
It's like when people are like, oh, that girl's so silly. Like someone told me recently Scarlett Johansson was super silly because she wore a hat to an event. I'm like, it's because she's Scarlett Johansson and she's drop dead gorgeous. She's so I'm silly. Sure she was being a goofball. So Lexi does have that benefit. And Jesse, too, because he's a tall, hot guy. Yeah.
Yeah. She's basically Jim Carrey. the new forefront of comedy. She wore a hat.
Yeah. And then Lexi Wood's Netflix special. I cannot wait to stream.
Okay. Let's start at the beginning. Mm. The set is this. I wish they didn't call this the snooze fest.
I know. I'm like, did it curse the reunion?
Yeah, because it kind of was. I need like bed party or something, or the bed bugs party, which I guess is rough in New York to be calling something the bed bugs party.
It's a little too close to home. Yeah, a little too close to literal homes. Yeah.
We had it in LA too, so I'm allowed to make fun. But too soon. But yeah, snooze fest. So Andy Cohen comes out and he's in his little bathrobe like, oh, look at me. I'm looking like a baby.
And I also love that he looked to the side like Jenna Lyons. I was like, is she here? And I was like, oh, the robe.
Girl, Jenna Lyons ain't over there. She was barely there when she was on your show.
That's true.
I'm still not convinced she wasn't calling that in on a voice call, the hologram. So he comes out and Amanda gets first seat. That's the first big shocker of the, well, for people who don't have the internet. But it was a shocker for people with the internet when it first happened. People were like, what Amanda do?
I know it is a funny situation, but I feel this season, no one was really like, there wasn't that much conflict with everybody. So that's why I'm like, let her have it.
Yeah, I feel like they were doing like Amanda finally did a bathing suit for, you know, semi big chested women. Let her get it.
Yeah, she got her prescription pills for her medication, which God bless. So let her have the first seat.
She wore glasses this season. That's huge. She's hilarious.
She drank breast milk. I mean, a lot went down.
But Amanda had a pretty good season, so I was glad to see her get it. You go, Amanda. You deserve it. I was mostly glad because it wasn't Lexi and Jesse. And I feel like that must have burned them because that was the whole point of their whole storyline.
I thought that's what was going to happen. And it was going to be all unhashing that. And I was like, oh, I gotta do that. But they both were like number four in the seats or something like that.
Yeah, they were in the middle. Like they did. Their placement was sad. And I loved it. I loved that for them. So Andy's giving Wes shit. He's like, after your last reunion, just wanted to let you know you can speak today. Ugh. And, you know, Wes came with a like card and tortoiseshell glasses.
And his hair journeys has been such a story lately. And I don't know what's going on. He's a handsome guy, so he can get away with a lot with the hair, but it is confusing me. And I do like he's wearing the glasses to be kind of like, I'm lovable.
Yeah, and like I think about things, you know, I'm smart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like Amanda's fashion director glasses. She's like, I'm a fashion director now, you know? And he's like, I'm a thoughtful intellectual. His hair journey has bothered me. And, you know, look, I know that it's because I'm bald. Like, I know that there's a certain part of me that's projecting. So let me just admit that right now.
Then we're good. Okay.
I get that.
Now let's talk shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But the first season he was doing like young guy hair. And I know he's young, but I mean like teenager mall hair. Yeah. The mushroom thing or whatever you call it, where they perm their hair and then like comb it forward, the broccoli hair.
A choice. Yes, broccoli hair.
And then he got made fun of. So then the last part of the season, like in his final confessionals, he was doing like the part down the middle thing. That was also terrible because that was just another teenage boy haircut.
Yeah, it looked very, or it looked like you were doing a lice check. You know what I mean? I'm like, was there an outbreak there? I'm like, why am I seeing his full part with the little scarf? It was not for moi.
And then this year he did just basic dirtiness. Like he does this like Duck Dynasty. It's like Duck Dynasty chic. Like he even wears the Duck Dynasty camo shorts and stuff.
It's liberal Duck Dynasty. Yes. It's like
what girls like. Do women like that?
I hope not. And if they do, I'm sorry for them because that's a very weird thing to get. When Wes does it for me, it's when he's in like shirtless with the short shorts around the summer house, not so much when he's like in his oversized camo situation.
Yeah, because I think West is hot. Like I like his body. Like I like his thickness, like his muscular but thickness. Not like he eats, you know.
Oh my
like
God, that. When he's bringing sandwiches in bed, I was like, okay, this is what we can operate with. But yeah.
A man who brings carbs to bed. Like I love that. He's cute. His face is cute. It's just his hair and his style. His style seems like maybe he's trying too hard for youth and he's already young. So I don't understand like why you're already grasping.
And I feel it's like, I think it's a thing that he just is friends. I think unfortunately, well, fortunately for the world, but just like with a lot of like nice straight guys who are probably all like, oh, like, bro, that's cool. Oh, cool. So it's like them all just hyping each other up in a very like adventure-y fashion way when they could potentially give each other some more feedback and notes.
You know, and I'll go ahead and just to be fair, because that's true, but I'll be fair and say that gay guys do it too. Like we're the
that's
worst
true.
With each other.
That's
like the things that we will tell each other look good. Sometimes
I know.
It's like, girl, you told, why did you tell me it was okay to wear a mesh top to my grandma's funeral?
Now I'm going to go on record. I will never tell anybody to wear a mesh top. And it's hard to co-host with Evan, my co-host, because boy loves a mesh top. And he's like, how do I look? And I was like, you look like you're in a mesh top. He's a very fit man. But I'm like, if this is what you want to go out, like if we want to stop ASPCA or like SeaWorld, because it just always gives me like Lala Kent's going to yell at you for like doing homage to like dead animals from that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Not, yeah. Like, not why are you dressed fan. Like a lemon in a grocery store?
Yeah.
You
know? Lemon in a grocery store, probably less of it. Yeah. Probably more digestible thing than a dead orca, but yeah.
Okay. So then you're a good gay friend.
That's why I have no like, gay friends. Because they, yeah.
I'm like, just don't yell at me. Your outfit looks great. You know what? The tights with the, you know, loose blouse or whatever. If we're doing that, I'm fine with it.
Oh, yeah. Like an Ann Taylor Loft. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the Valley now. So that's how my gay friends dress. I'm like, are we art teachers from the 80s? Like, what are we doing? Like, guys.
You're like Natalie Merchants over there. I'm like, what's happening? Yeah. A Lilith fair going on. Love it.
But I'm classy. I'm like Natalie Merchant in ivory. Okay. So. let's see. So Wes comes out in his granny scarf, you know, because he's trying hard. He doesn't need to try so hard. That's my only point. Okay, so then we see the flashback to last reunion where he was defending himself against Sierra. And it's so funny how they're framing that as a memory because it's the same thing as today.
You're right. Because it was funny how much them we got into this reunion.
Yeah, it really was. And then everybody took Sierra's stuff really seriously. And that was so long ago. And everyone's like, poor Sierra. Sierra's like crying and going into her past traumas, which, you know, is fine. Like, I get it. But she's like serious. But then when it came to Lexi's stuff, everybody's cracking up.
I know. Because it's like you really can tell, like, oh, no one gives an F about Lexi on the couches.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of the opinions out there are, well, they're mean girls because, you know, they'll only support the other mean girl and they won't support Lexi. But I think it also goes to show just how annoying Lexi was the whole time. Because
It's the hard thing where you can even watching back, and I wonder, Lexi watching back too, it's like, oh yeah, she literally just jumped on Jesse and then that was it. Like, I didn't see her try to be like, there wasn't even one of those like cute, awkward scenes in the season where she's like getting her nails done with Sierra and Paige, or like doing a weird like activity during the week to get to know each other better. Like, she just really was lasered in and not really giving a shit about the girls.
Yeah. And then also Jesse and Lexi, the way they jumped on and were like, hey, baby, baby, right at the beginning was kind of annoying. Whereas Sierra was like, don't fucking touch me until you're ready to commit to me, you know, from the very beginning. So when that went sour, I mean, I look at them as two separate things. But I did feel bad for Lexi for maybe a second until she kept going on. And then I woke up and saw that she was on yet another podcast. I was feeling for you. I was feeling for you.
You had half a care. Yes.
Yeah, you killed it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen. And ultimately, you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Every successful business starts with an idea. And on The Best Idea Yet, we're obsessed with those light bulb moments.
Like how a bored barista invented the Frappuccino during his downtime, and then it got acquired by Starbucks.
Or how Patagonia's iconic fleece was inspired by a toilet seat cover.
On The Best Idea Yet, we dive into the untold origin stories behind the products you're obsessed with and the bold risk takers who made them go viral.
These are the wild ideas and insights that made Birkenstock the best-selling sandals since Jesus.
And made Super Mario the most played video game in the history of attention spans.
Yeah, Nintendo almost became a ramen company until Super Mario saved it.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Follow The Best Idea Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And if this podcast lasts longer than 45 minutes, call your doctor.
So Lexi comes out and Andy's like, wow, it's your first reunion, Lexi. How does it feel? She's like, not good. I'm really mad. All right, Jet. All right, Lexi. So now we go to Paige. Because she is now a New York Times bestseller because he's like, well, your breakup's been all over the news. But it's interesting to me because when I talked to him, he did express several times how surprised he was by the breakup. Paige, take it away. Were you surprised by the breakup when it happened, Danny?
I was surprised they lasted more than 8 months. I'm like, whenever they had a scene together, they hated each other.
Yeah.
Well, or it was
She
hated him. And it was like two people where it's like every single time they sat down, like one person was like, I want Italian food. I want Greek food. And that was their day every day. Y'all got to go to separate restaurants. Yeah. So no part of it surprised me. And I am happy it happened. And I'm not surprised by how either of them, they acted exactly as I expected both of them would act after the breakup too.
Yeah, Paige said multiple times on the show way before Craig, like, oh my God, if I break up with someone, you never see me again. Like, she's made comments like that on the show where she's like, why would you be friends with your ex? Like, she doesn't get it.
She doesn't.
To her, that's like insane. It's like, that was our chapter. It's closed. You're dead to me. Goodbye.
Which I kind of love. Unfortunately. And I don't know why I have the connection, because I'm like, well, it depends on how it ends. And the way they ended, I could see why they were no longer friends.
Well, yeah, me too. But in general, I mean, I guess I'd like to, I mean, I don't know. What am I acting like? I have all these boyfriends. I don't really.
Because
I mean,
I'm, I guess, like,
people you sleep with, you have to remain friends with. Otherwise, you run out of people. There's only so many gays.
So many gays in mesh tops that you have to interact with. Yes.
Okay, so Andy's question is basically, we could tell the whole on his show, he's like in love with you the whole season, but on your show, you clearly hated his ass. So how much of that was Craig privy to? Like, did Craig, were you hateful to Craig's face, or was it only behind the scenes? And she's like, well, you know, Craig and I have had this conversation for a year. You know, I mean, he took me to a goat farm. A goat farm, Andy. He wanted to raise bees with me. Okay. Of course I fucking hate him. Of course he knew.
I was going to say, as someone who's been to a goat farm, I kind of hate the people who brought me there because they don't control their bowels.
They you don't control anything. Goats are monsters. They're just walk around and shit.
That's why whenever I watch Real Housewives of Miami, I'm just like Julia Levengova's house and watch smell like awful, literal shit. Not because of her, but because of the fucking goats.
The goats. And also they scream. They won't stop screaming. They're like, ah! It's like being my neighbor. It's like someone being my neighbor. They're like, is that a gay goat over there? What is that all day?
A gay goat? Gal gay goat? Yeah.
But fucking goats. My my Aunt Josie, who's like my big butch lesbian aunt, she's like, she saves birds. Like, that's what she has a bird rescue. And she has a goat. And she's had multiple goats over the years, but she always names the goat Habibi. And so it's like Habibi has lived for 40 years. And that every version of Habibi has attacked me. Every time my cousins are like, go in there. It's going to be hilarious. And I go in and Habibi like backs up and then charges at me and knocks me down. Yes. Okay. Fuck you goats.
Fucking goats. See, that page is like, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
And another thing.
Yeah. So she says that she broke up with him, but they didn't really want to tell anybody, I guess, or.
Well, I think it was a thing where it was like, right. Cause I think they broke up right before Southern Charm premiered and he had to do all of his press stops. So she was like, I don't want you to have to answer all of that. Or maybe they agreed together because I know when he went around doing press, he talked about her like they were getting married, even though they broke up. So weird vibe, but maybe they were like, that's just easier. Until it wasn't easier.
Or she was like, you don't have to deal with these questions on press. And then he took that to be like, okay, well, now I can really build this up for the audience to be a harder fall once she dumps me, which is kind of how Craig operates, you know, which is basically what he did.
He's a maniacal mastermind. Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
For such a compulsive liar. And people just believe it. And Andy showed him. He's like, so, you know, I asked him about the, well, first page says, you know, I dumped him. Then Christmas happened. And then I saw him out at bars with all these girls around and people were taking pictures of him with these girls. And I was like, well, you know, I'll just say we broke up because now people are like, is Craig cheating on you?
Yeah.
And so she broke up with him or she announced the breakup. So he's like, but you know, you don't believe that he ever brought a wedding ring. And she's like, no, that ring does not exist. And totally believe that.
100%, because I was even confused where he's like, and I return the ring right before going to the Watch What Happens Live studios, because I'm like, I know that bitch, but if he was going to buy a ring, it would have been on sale somewhere in Charleston, not New York.
It would have been all over the internet, too. He would have posted it. He would have been like, I'm doing an Instagram today at sewing down south, letting customers try on the wedding ring today.
Oh, that
is... buy a $90 pillow and try on the wedding ring. I'm like, he totally would have.
That is so true, and it probably also would have been like, Not because Paige would want this, but because I could see Craig doing it, like sponsored adjacent, where he would have to post some of it. So he probably would have had to do a come with me to return a wedding ring video anyway.
Yeah, and as I point out in this, because Carl's like, that's Carl. You can't just get a return on a wedding ring. I mean, Carl knows. Carl lost his ass, right? Carl's like, oh, so thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah, Carl did not want to talk. Yeah. I love how Lindsay smiles through it all, though. I love that girl.
Yeah, me too. Lindsay just sitting there laughing at Carl the whole time was pretty funny. So they joke that Craig took that engagement ring from Lindsay, but Carl's not laughing. He's like, oh, not funny. That could have funded my soft truck. So.
Oh my God. I'm worried, but yeah.
I'm worried too, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Friends and stupid decisions. What are you going to do?
You got to let him. You got to let him sign the lease. $10,000 a month. I mean, and also it's like, I don't drink. So it's like catered to me, but I don't know if I'm going to go to a, because my thing also with that, my friends all drink. So none of them would go with me. So then I'm just drinking alone at a non-alcoholic bar, which sounds sadder than drinking a Diet Coke at a bar. But we'll say.
Right. Because drinking a Diet Coke at a bar isn't sad. I don't drink that much anymore. I mean, no. I still drink occasionally, but I've cut down a lot.
Yeah.
So I'll drink like maybe once every couple of months. So I'm out with my friends all the time who are drinking, and I have a Shirley Temple.
And also it's a thing too, where unfortunately, even not drinking, it's kind of like watching TV. I love watching drunk people. Like, yes. I don't want to go to a bar with a bunch of, like a soft bar, which a bunch of people just like, yeah, so I quit 5 years ago. I'm like, because then we're all just like, I'm like, are we now in an AA meeting? Like, what's happening? Versus like a bar where like a girl's falling and we're becoming best friends. And I'm like, oh, this is a night.
Yes, because I feel like in a sober bar, you're talking about sobriety.
Yeah.
That's the discussion. Every time you're with like other friends who are sober and you're sober, it's like, wow, look at us not drinking. Oh my God, I feel so good. Oh, I feel so good too. You look so young. You look so young. Isn't it crazy how many years it takes off? I'm just so happy. We're all just sitting around trying to convince each other how great it is not drinking.
Exactly.
It's like, is anything else going on? And also the drinks are $20 still.
Well, that's, you know,
it's like your snail ass margarita is $20. I'll just go have the Shirley Temple. Most time at the alcoholic bars, they'll give it to you for free because they're like, you poor thing.
I know.
This must be really hard for you.
Are you driving or at a panic? I'm like, both. Yeah, thank you so much. It really is the hack. Yeah, the soft bar is anywhere around you. It's like Mary Tyler Moore. Love is all around.
Yeah. Okay, so Andy stops the relationship talk. He's like, we're going to get into that later because absolutely nothing happened this year. So don't worry. But let's get back to something that happened last year. West and Sierra. West has been a sad little boy who hasn't been able to talk all season because of mean Sierra. Poor victim West. So we get this whole thing of Sierra swatting his hand on the first day. I don't like that description. That is a microaggression of a description because she did not swat his hand away. She patted him. Like, what the hell?
I'm like, that's more cordial than I would be to an ex.
Yeah.
I like,
me too, actually.
You know what I mean?
Go out and check your car. There's a brick through the windshield.
Yeah, you know or I mean? I'd be like, I would not even hug any of the people on that side. I would just probably be in my room. That's probably why I want to be cast. I would just be in my room like, fuck this. And so I give her credit for even like engaging with the pat.
Yeah, I'd carry Underwood your ass.
Yeah.
I'd make, nail his ass into a tree. What's her?
I thought you were going to be like, just sing a cappella poorly. I'm like, yeah, awesome. I'd full carry Underwood. Oh, same. Can you sigh?
Every time I see Carrie Underwood, especially that time, I was like, wow, here she is stuck at the White House. The music's not playing. She doesn't know what to do. She's wooden as hell anyway. She should just pull out the Nintendo Switch. Because do you remember she used to be a spokesperson for Nintendo Switch? That's all I think about with Carrie Underwood. I remember the commercials where she's like, well, when I'm on tour, I got a lot of downtime. So I play my Nintendo Switch. Look, Carrie Underwood does not sit around playing Mario Brothers. I don't believe it.
She doesn't know how to open a Switch or to switch a Switch. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm Googling
her. She's just standing there in a trailer going up, down, up, down, on, off, on, off.
She's like, this game is so fun.
Mama's so proud I get to advertise for Switches. We've been using them in my house ever since we got electricity. The Nintendo Switch never leaves my head. All right, so Andy talks to Wes. So he's like, were you surprised by Sierra's horrible, violent, aggressive greeting? Or did you think things were going to be fine? And he's like, well, I promised I would talk. So here's 19 paragraphs of ums. It's like, oh, no.
It was a lot of nothing.
And he just kept going and he was doing that Bravo guy thing. We were talking about it on the Valley recap yesterday about how men on Bravo are so trained because they hire such douchebags on this channel that they're so trained right now to just come to the reunion and be like, I'm so sorry. I respect women. Uh-huh. And anything I did to you was not meant as a disrespect to you or woman or womanhood. And I love boobies. And more importantly, I love hearts. The hearts that are behind the boobies. I think. I'm not really sure about anatomy, but I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. It's like,
I love women. My mom's a woman. Like, you know, it's amazing. My mother's like, yeah. Oh my God. It's everything. Half of my chromosome was a woman. They're amazing.
I love it. I came out of one. Came out of one. So, yeah. So he does that. And everyone's just kind of rolling their eyes because he just can't stop. And he's like, you know, obviously, like, clearly I hurt you. And, like, that's not anything I wanted to do. But, you know, like, at that point in time, like, we weren't really in a talking level. And, like, looking back, you know, I just talked to the New York Times because you wouldn't talk to me. And then I just needed someone to talk to. I'm just a boy.
Just want someone to return my... He's just looking for a click to his clack.
Yeah. And finally, after like 5 minutes of this, just nonstop, Paige speaks for America and goes, okay, maybe that's a little too much talking. Okay.
God bless her. God bless the Dunkin' Donuts sponsored queen. Yeah.
So Andy's like, Sierra, do you agree with Jesse that swatting Wes' arm away when he tried to hug you was a little extra, or was it deserved? And she's like, oh, really? Coming from the man who said, don't touch him, that's extra. Okay. And he's like, Sierra, come on, Sierra. And it's basically, this is West and Sierra all over again. I don't need it.
Yeah, I don't. I was so, because I was confused what we were going to be reunioning at Summer House. Did not have this on my board because that was the entirety of the last one for the most part with Lindsay and Carl too. And I'm like, this is what we're getting at? Because I'm like, we're giving West a second chance to try to apologize poorly, and they barely talked. And also that unseen footage moment they showed of like West even at a dinner table leaving for 20 minutes and coming back with nothing to say. It's a lot of like, I think we tried it. They're just not going to vibe anymore. I don't even think Sierra cares anymore. Can we just move on?
Well, I guess she does. I guess she does still care. But I was like, enough. Like, we're all sick of Lexi and Jesse. And I get that their situation is different. I'll give them that. But we're sick of them. Don't you think we're sick of you too? This is year number two. I've officially had it with this. Okay, enough.
And I know. And I feel like the reason they had to dive so much into it, because I'm sure Wes was having some Freaky Fridays in the Hamptons, but he just wasn't showing them. So they were like, well, he's not dating anybody else, so we still have this to unpack, versus if he could have been like, oh, I've been moving on in a more public way. Because I'm shocked they didn't even talk about any of that at all at this point, where they were like, he was saying he was having hookups outside of the house to be nice to Sierra. Because if I was Sierra, I would have been like, well, fuck you, because you're making me feel like a little like porcelain doll who can't handle the fact that you're moving on to someone else type of thing. I would enjoy that more than him just trying to be like, well, 9 years ago or 12 months ago, like this was happening. Yeah.
I don't need any more of that. And as far as the hooking up out of the house, I mean, okay, I don't need him to like talk about all of his hookups, but I think it's to the point now where he's paranoid because he thinks anything he's going to do is going to get him in trouble with the girls in the house. So he's just like, I'm just not going to speak. And then I don't even know that he was having sex. I mean, it's hard for me to believe just because those Duck Dynasty shorts and that hair, but.
And also getting like done partying at 4 a.m. I'm like, baby boy, what is operating then?
Exactly. That's cocaine dick right there. So.
Come that's on, a CD-ROM. Yeah.
I believe that you were just on someone's couch. But they go on with this for a while. And he says that when they broke up, or I guess when they were about to break up, that she wasn't calling him. And then he just thought he ditched her. And she was like, no, I was really sad because my dad left the family. And then my mom got a new family and it's my birthday. So that's the hardest time of the year for me. So I just shut off and I went to Costa Rica.
For a retreat? Off. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was sad and stuff.
It was sad. But, yeah.
You know, here's how I deal with sadness. I fast forward.
Okay. I also feel it was sadness that the entire cast was like, huh? So I guess she never opened up to anybody about that. Or maybe they did and they just didn't know how to react. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like Sierra. When I get really sad, I kind of just disconnect from other people because I don't want them to have to deal with my thing. Because I really hate when people are like, how are you? You okay? Like, they'll call you for 2 more weeks, which is obviously a good friend thing to do. But it makes me like, oh, God, just stop. Like, and also tortured by the people calling me with goodwill. I'm like, well, just also, leave me alone. You're like a telemarketer right now. I'm not buying whatever you're selling me.
Because you know, by like the third check-in, they're like, if the answer to how are you isn't better, thank you, I'm going to lose it. That's like, they care, but like, they're also like doing like their daily check-in and they want it to be. Yeah.
They're like, can I start talking about my husband again?
Exactly. Especially in the holiday seasons. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So I felt for her, but, you know, it's also like, when you're going through those times and you cut everybody off, like, he doesn't know that. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's not, there's a no win situation, guys.
A no win situation. And that would have probably been something where I'm like, I would have liked Ciara to open up about that on the season. So we would have known that context going into the reunion, maybe, especially if she seemed open to open up about it. And maybe that would have made West operate differently in the house of like, oh, I picked the wrong time to have our relationship implode and I didn't know that, but now I know that type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Well, he's still, the thing about Wes though, because he is still a Bravo guy. So he spends 10 minutes on this like mumbling apology thing, but then he still ends up the same way. He's like, but the whole reason I broke up with you is just because I'm kind of a fuckboy and like, I really don't treat relationships great. I just let them fizzle out. So I didn't want to put you through that, which he ends in the same place that he began, which is like stupid because she told you, don't fuck me if you're going to do that. And so he fucked her and then did that.
And
so
did that.
That's the whole point. It doesn't matter that you normally do that. So you were protecting her. You didn't protect her from it. That's the point. Oh my God.
And him being like, oh no, you're not special. I treat all ladies awfully. Okay. Yeah. Fabulous. That's exciting.
I'd rather treat you like shit now than treat you like shit later.
Yeah.
So that's his thing. And it just keeps going. So then we move to, Lexi. Lexi's like, Ciara, you're really strong for sharing all that. Really? It was like so moving. And she's like dabbing her eyes. And Sierra's like, okay, because Lexi has been coming for Ciara and all of her interviews, and all of her confessionals, and at the end of the season, and has probably seen a public opinion is not necessarily swaying her way, and is now like, oh my God, that was like so touching.
It did make me laugh that I'm like, Lexi, why are you saying that? Where it's like, even, it's like, it reminds me of like Housewives reunion when enemies are like, that was brave. And they're like, you want me dead though? What?
I know, but they're like, the audience is on your side right now, darling. Yeah, so
yeah. And I think
at least give you credit for that.
But you could even tell Lexi saying that and then setting up the fight with Jesse being like, oh, it's girls against the boys. And Lexi was quickly proven that that was not the case for her.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was nice that the girls didn't fully come for Lexi because I feel like they could have made a case to come for Lexi the way she's been acting. And they didn't fully, which I kind of liked.
That is true.
And I like that she didn't fully come for them either. But she did try. She tried a little bit. But I think once she saw, like, that's not going to fly. I mean, even with Amanda. Amanda's like, let me say this in the nicest way possible.
Glasses on. Professor is in the building.
She's like, this is my top-selling bikini top and my glasses with no lenses in them.
She's like, we have red and white bikini and also white and red bikini. Take your pick.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Every big moment starts with a big dream. But what happens when that big dream turns out to be a big flop? From Wondery and Atwill Media, I'm Misha Brown, and this is The Big Flop. Every week, comedians join me to chronicle the biggest flubs, fails, and blunders of all time, like Quibi.
It's kind of like when you give yourself your own nickname and you try to like get other people to do it.
And the 2019 movie adaptation of Cats.
Like, if I'm watching the dancing and I'm noticing the feet aren't touching the ground, there's something wrong with the movie.
Find out what happens when massive hype turns into major fiasco. Enjoy The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Get started with your free trial at wondery.com/plus.
So after this whole segment, Kyle's crying because he really feels for Ciara, guys. And then now it's a break. So Emeril comes out, which I was impressed that they brought Emeril out.
Same.
So quickly. But they bring him out and he's like, hey. And he's like, did I miss any drama? And then Jesse's like, well, she hasn't yelled at me yet. So I'm just waiting on back. Just waiting on back.
Jesse's like, I want to talk. I want my moment.
Yeah, I have so much to unpack. So first we start with Emeril, which
I know.
Oh, I was laughing at this so hard because Andy's like, wow. So Emeril, basically all you do is fuck people. And do you feel like you were pigeonholed by the show by only fucking people? And so Emeril's like, well, you know, and also pigeonholed is like a very weird term to be using for someone who's fucking all the time, but whatever.
Especially in New York, no less. Where are you pigeon and where are you hauling? Is that on Ben's Norway food tour too?
So he kind of takes credit. He's like, well, I or responsibility for that, I guess. He's like, you know, I did fuck all the time. So I guess I presented myself. The first thing I told these people was that I just had an orgy. So of course, you know, I get that. But it's not like I was having sex all the time. It was like four people. So it's not like it was all the time, but I get how they would be annoyed. And, you know, then he talked about how it affects his whole family. And he goes into kind of his trauma from being on the show, that he was so open on the show that it affected his family. And he wasn't even invited to his nephew's birthday party because people didn't want the sex beast there.
I know. I'm like, that sounds like a win. You get to be you're on a show and you don't have to go to like a 4-year-old's birthday party.
At least you didn't have to send a present.
Yeah, right. Why are we complaining? No, I know, but that was very sad. Where especially because, like, I think we all know, I would be very shocked if he comes back for another season. That I'm like, he went on the show, he was on it for 15 minutes. So those 15 minutes were him fucking, and he is now like, his family doesn't like him. So I'm like, oh God, he fucked himself. The ultimate orgy.
Yeah, the ultimate orgy. The ultimate if only. Orgy. Agreed. I mean, I think people are too hard about fucking.
Well, also, I feel like the show for a while, no one was doing that. So I'm kind of like thinking of the realisticness of like a Hampton share house. And I feel he's even said it. He's like, this is what you do in the Hamptons, I thought, right? Like, you go, I mean, I'm a Jersey Shore boy, so I don't really go to the Hamptons, but I'm like, I thought you go there and everyone in rich houses hook up. So I feel like being honest to the shit, to the theme of the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's just considered like a hookup with like different randos every day kind of a situation. I mean, I don't even know that it's the sexuality of it. I think it's the making that your whole personality, you know, because we all have friends who are hoes. Or we are hoes ourselves. But like,
that's all.
When you sit down and you're like having dinner and all they can talk about is like who they banged and how they got banged and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, we've all got a dick.
That's pretty true. Yeah. And also I'm like, you're covering the camera all the time. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Did you like watch any YouTube tutorials that are interesting this week? What Substack should you subscribe to? Like, please. But I felt bad kind of because, you know, Emeril seems so nice and he's like, doesn't he have like a school for poor kids? I mean, he's got like, he's a good person.
And I know, and his father just passed away. So it's a lot hitting at him, which I'm just oh God, this is all hitting at once. And then to be on the show, but not really on the show. Cause even I'm like, I feel there's never been a full-time cast member who only goes to like part of the reunion also.
Yeah, and you know, it has been a big controversy online, this Emeril story. For someone who's not even on there, people have a lot of opinions. But I think he just seems like such a nice guy. Do I need to see more of him? Not really.
No.
But I felt bad for him in this moment because he just goes through all of this trauma of like being kind of alienated from his family, and all anybody wants to talk about with Emeril is sex, and Andy's like, okay, all right, let's move on. I was like, you literally just had him on and only asked him about sex.
And then we're like, toe gate. Toe. Yes, yes.
You're right. Now we go back to toe gate.
I know. But, which I'm like, oh God.
I thought it was funny that Lindsay's like, can you tell us what your pickup lines are, Emerald? Because some people here could use your help. And everyone's like, yeah, Carl. Maybe Carl. And Emerald's like, yeah, Carl's seen me the most going out there. Mm. And Carl's like, oh, yeah, this guy's a cool customer.
Oh.
He's a real cool customer. He's a real Mac Daddy.
Him, like, saying that with his loafers, it's just like, Carl, what are we doing here? My lord, my love. And again, another handsome man, but what is happening?
For someone with a fear of having children, or a seeming fear of having children, he is already everybody's dad.
He really is. And he pulls off a cardigan, so it really does work.
God, I wish he would just stop. Why is he dressing like he's playing golf in The Great Gatsby?
That's
his new style. He's like, oh, it's a Sunday fun day on The Great Gatsby. Flowy pants. I'm a flowy pants person now.
The artistic choices, I don't know if he hired a stylist or maybe fired a stylist, but he's been making bold choices.
Bold choices.
Amanda secretly styling him because she loves cardigans and glasses. She's like, no, just go with it.
So, well, Emerald played the field. It only took one weekend for hot and heavy housemates Jesse and Lexi to act like they were practically married. Togate. So we see a montage of their love story. And here's their love story. Let me reenact their love story.
Please. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm Lexi. Hey, I'm Jesse. You're really cute.
You're really cute.
The end.
Academy Award best short. Like, truly, truly, that is it. Yes.
That was literally when they fell in love. Jesse is saying, yeah, you know, I felt so hard. I don't like people often. So I just got so excited, you know. Well, she seemed like she could be a fit. Like that. I don't like people.
He's like, the last time I liked someone was like my high school girlfriend.
Yeah, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But remember his trauma? He's like, my problem this season has been that I had a girlfriend in high school and my best friend slept with her, so I don't trust people.
Which, like, do you not trust the girl? Do you not trust your friends? I also like his best friend slept with someone he liked, so he spent the entire season being best friends with his best friend's ex. Make it make sense.
Yeah. Make it make sense. You can't use high school anymore either.
That's God. That's like when people enough. In their 30s and 40s are like, well, my parents growing up, I'm like, shut the fuck up. You're an adult. Like,
I'm like, I can't commit to people because of the Salisbury steak in high school. I don't want any argument about it. So Andy's like, okay, well, Hugh from Stunt says, Jesse, was it really Lexi you like so much, or the potential to be a boyfriend to someone super hot, meaning famous, I think, because I feel like the biggest thing Lexi's got going for her that people I see are like, oh my God, Lexi's amazing. She dated David Beckham's son, and she's dated all these famous people.
Cindy Crawford's son, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like, Lexi, like, dates famous people, and now she's dating Jesse. So he's like, well, I like Lexi for Lexi. Her eyes, her smile. Like, okay, so she was super hot.
That's also, like, that. What about her personality? Like, her quick one-liners?
Yeah, I really like that her mom and her sister were always under the bed. Or, oh, God, my ankle. Oh,
it's her sister, Tiffany.
It's like, you better make it right with my sister, okay? But also call me.
Oh, they love
the lip. On the lip liner.
They love that lip so much. They commit to the lip.
So,
she needs a man who commits to her as much as she commits to that lip. I'll tell you that much.
Please. That family, yes. I'm telling you, they are really committed to that lip liner. The whole family. I'm surprised the dad's not in it.
I know. And when I saw one of her Instagram stories, the dad is handsome too. So he could do a little lip liner.
Yeah. I just want Margaret Joseph's opinion on those lips. Like a baboon's ass. You look like a baboon's asshole. What you look like?
I would actually love Margaret Joseph just to look at Lexi Wood and give us 5 minutes of what her uninterrupted thoughts are.
I would love Margaret Joseph just doing running commentary for all Bravo shows.
And oh, my God.
Put her in a little box in the bottom.
Margaret Science Theater 3000, please. Yes. Oh, my God.
The Joseph's couch. Just Margaret Joe. Joe, pull up your pants. You're not a plumber tonight. You're a husband. Jesus Christ. You're on TV. Well, Jesse and Lexi's romance seemed unstoppable, but Lexi dipped out for a weekend and Jesse dipped his toes into flirty waters. Okay, uh-oh. What do you think of Toegate? Was it just a toe thing?
Was it just a toe? No.
No, it was not just a toe.
Not just a toe. What are we talking about? That would be, because what would you, it's not like a one, a two, a three, licking a toe three times. That is foreplay, which would go for some more fun. So
yeah, that's 37 minutes. No one just sucks your toe and then you say, and I'm hard. And then they drop your toe and then that's it.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh my God, let's see what happens when I get to the pinky toe.
Yeah. No one has a good pinky toe.
No. And that's where I feel. Yeah. I think some actual shit went down, which as you know, if you want to do it, but then just be honest about it.
I guess. But,
and also them all being like, that's his saying I'm hard. What?
Yeah, that's just a joke. That's what he does. No.
No.
You start getting your toe sucked and everyone's naked, by the way. The way that he, because Andy really questioned and made him say the whole story. Because he's like, what do you mean 37 minutes? How was that? He's like, no, we were just hanging out. And he's like, well, but okay. So you went in there. Obviously they were banging, right? And he's like, no, it was after. Okay. So you went into a room post-coitus. What did it smell like, first of all? That's three. I'm sorry to be graphic, but that's three cum shots, and God knows what else was going on in there in a very small enclosed room.
With no air conditioning.
Yes, because we know he's always hot. He was always looking for the fan, right? Good call. So we know it's stinky in there. We know it stank. And you went in there and just got on the bed with three naked people and just got your... Get the fuck out of here, Jesse. And how are they all taking this? Like, yeah, it's totally normal. He just went in after they fucked and talked for a while.
Like, he didn't even... That was like the first conversation he had with Imrul, too. Like, they weren't friends before that.
Yeah.
So it's just like jumping in, hey!
Yeah, and Imrul has his back, but, you know, I would expect that. I mean, you know, bros.
Bros before toast. Let me tell you that much. Yes.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I said I'm hard. That was a joke. And Amanda's like, yeah, that's like something he literally comments on women's Instagrams all the time. I was like, okay, but isn't that leading some credibility to Lexi's complaint about how he was with women on Instagram when you guys are all acting like she was crazy?
I would like to say, I'm like, if anybody else's man started commenting things like that, I was like, that's why I was defending Lexi. I was like, I would have an issue with that. And I feel they would all have issues too.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, Lexi was really winning this whole season until I think the past 2 weeks or so. So Andy is like, okay, well, so we go on and on about the toe suck. Emerald's basically standing up for him saying, no, it was just a toe suck. They're all cracking up, by the way, and making fun of like how funny Jesse is and how Jesse doesn't ever mean anything because he's just so funny. And Lexi is not laughing. Lexi's very dramatically like looking at people and, you know, lip lining in her mind.
She's trying to close all their mouths with the lip liner. She's like, she went very Popeye.
So Andy points it out. He's like, everyone's having fun, but I gotta point out Lexi is probably freezing right now because for some reason she's in a bikini top and also very upset. She does not find this funny. She's like, no, and it's sketchy, and he lied, and it's not right. And I thought it was like supposed to be a funny joke, but it's not funny. And Andy asks if she thinks they had sex. And she's like, well, I mean, I would have thought he at least got a blowjob. I mean, he got that for my sister at Chili's. He's ordering appetizers.
Not the triple dipper. Jesse Solomon. My pearls are clutched.
She still calls him her awesome blossom. Wait, is that Outback? I forget who has the awesome blossom.
We'll ask Carrie Underwood. She'll Google it on her Switch.
She's still standing there. On, off, on, off. Look, if I do it real quick, it looks like I'm going in slow motion. So Emeril is like, you know, I'm not protecting you. It was just a toe suck, blah, blah. Okay, so now we'll get to the Jesse and Sierra flirtation. So, Jesse, you said you thought you and Sierra were just being friendly, But watching it back, do you still feel that way? He's like, no, you know, watching it back, I really feel like I crossed the line a little bit, Andy. And I respect women. I respect their hearts. I respect their boobs, which are behind their hearts. Oh, bro.
Wait.
Boobs are in front of their hearts. Damn it. Right. You get it. I have a mom, came out of a mom, etc.
Michael Boobs Light. Yes.
So Lexi's like, well, like, it was really hard for me because, like, he was never like that to my face with Sierra. It was, like, all behind my back. And Sierra's like, I get that, but, you know, we've all, you know, he was, like, maybe extra that weekend, but we've done way worse. And they're like, oh, my God, what worse did you do? And she's like, well, we kissed last season, which I thought was a little shady of Sierra because it's still the kiss, and it was just, like, a playful little peck in, like, a, you know, kiss and make up thing.
And it's so funny. It was shady of Sierra because exactly. And B, also, it was such a nothing kiss that it made me think, how do you remember this so well?
Yeah, I think she's just trying to fuck with Lexi now because Lexi's been fucking with her on podcasts. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, Poopy from Diaper says, how did it feel seeing Jesse flirt with Sierra so heavily and admit he would have gone for her if you hadn't called dibs, West? And he goes, I never said I called dibs. So that's like an original from Jesse. Jesse, just for anyone who worries that Jesse only lies to women, he also lies about men. So don't worry, everybody.
Equal opportunist.
Yeah. So Sierra's like, if I wanted to fuck Jesse, I would have did it. I would have done it way before this. I would have done it despite West. I just don't want to fuck him. So there.
I know that was an LOL.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And Jesse's just like, ugh. You know when Jesse stops smiling? Like he's always like, oh, yeah, it was a joke. It was a joke. And then they get him where he stops. He looks so kind of evil. Like his eyes go half. He gets like the Garfield eyes, his eyes close to half, and his eyebrows change. I don't know if they like fuzz out, if they're like.
It's like behind the mask. Yeah.
Yeah. Something changes in his face and it's not good. I don't like it. So he does that. And because he's losing this one, and he's just decided he's going to stay quiet and let Lexi kind of go through her thing. So she does. And then she starts with the girls because she's like, yeah. And then the girls like. They weren't, you know, it really hurt my feelings when the girls were like, they should date. They should date. And Paige is like, I like never said that. She goes, well, Amanda did. And Amanda's like, well, can we watch the clip?
Yeah, Amanda's like, what happened?
We see the clip of Craig being like, I totally thought those two were going to like be together forever. And Amanda's like, yeah, I just wish they would hook up already. Dun, dun, dun.
Amanda caught red and white handed with her bikini.
Yeah. I didn't mind that she said that. I mean, they were. Well, Jesse and Sierra were before. Yeah. And Jesse and Sierra were before Lexi and.
Yeah.
Jesse.
And also, it is one of those things where she's like, oh, they should have hooked up. You know, like, she's like, get married. She's like, oh, they should have fucked.
Yeah. So now. Do you guys feel different about seeing it on TV? And Sierra says, yeah, it was super awkward. And she's like, you know, I think our relationship was making Lexi uncomfortable. But Jesse was doing everything in a joking manner and he shouldn't be selling things as a joke. You know, it's not like I was touching him and Lexi was out of the room. I touched his arm and Lexi was in the same room. So I don't know what he's being a weirdo about. And she's like, but I never said don't touch her. He was the one trying to pit the girls against each other. And she's like, okay, yeah, I don't know about that. But I will say on your press tour, you definitely made it apparent that you were coming for people, especially me. And she's like, well, I was coming for him. It's like, no, on your press tour, you actually came for me. So I was glad that she called her out on that because she has been doing that.
Mm-hmm. It's been grouped. Yeah, Lexi has been grouping Jesse and Sierra kind of as like these like this dynamic duo that has been kind of like playing Lexi out.
Yes.
When it seems, yes. And I feel... And I wonder if Lexi is doing it intentionally or not, probably intentionally, of being like, well, Sierra just having a lot of fun with him. So, and she, as on the receiving end of the Lexi press tour, she was giving me that her and Sierra have issues that she wanted to resolve. So,
yes, because this is no doubt. Well, this is your part, right? So they show your interview with her And then talking about the birthday party where she's like, well, you know, I'm not really surprised because you guys asked if you thought they were rubbing it in her face.
Yes.
And she says, well, it feels like they are because they're not because Sierra and Jesse didn't come to my birthday party. And instead, that day they hung out together.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, we've already pointed out, seems weird because they had brunch and she had like a nighttime party.
Yeah. So. And also, why would your ex go to your birthday? Which was also
interesting. Doesn't make sense. And yeah. Especially when she was doing all this press, it was before the finale, obviously. So we didn't really see how all this went down. We didn't see her technically dump Jesse, and we didn't see her tell Sierra, I don't trust your ass either.
So that was the thing. That.
So it made it look like, oh my God, Sierra and Jesse were doing this thing to this girl. But after seeing that, it's like, why would they go to your birthday party, Lexi? You were a total dick to them.
And Lexi being like, and no, Sierra, and I don't trust you also. Because I know that was the press tour was like a week before they filmed the reunion, I want to say. And a few, I think it was the episodes when Jesse was going around to the girls talking about how Lexi was crazy and Amanda being like, you should look out for his yellow flag. So it was really when everyone was like, wow, all the girls are going to help Lexi out, but Sierra and Jesse are still playing each other. It almost seemed like Sierra and Jesse could have a moment or something like that. So it was prime time for Lex.
Yeah. So she's saying, well, you know, me and Jesse are actually, well, I'm sorry. Sierra was the one saying, like, you're creating this narrative of like, me and Jesse are more, and the things we're doing are weird and manipulative, like hanging out together on your birthday weekend. And she's like, but he posted it on his story. And she whips out her phone, like that's going to be proof of something. And she's like, it wasn't on purpose. I don't even think it was the day of your birthday. Like, what the hell? I can like literally show you. What were you going to say?
Oh, my favorite was when Sierra was like, when's your birthday?
Yeah.
Lexi's been sitting on this since September, and Sierra's like, what? I don't even know you.
I literally do not care when your birthday is. And she's like, but I can like literally show you because like I invited you guys to my birthday. I invited everybody to my birthday on the group text. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. Just, but you're like invited. Okay. But, and I wish someone said who went and we could see all the hands raise around this group who went. Cause I think it also kind of shows who really likes Lexi and who doesn't. Because I feel like a lot of people are trying to be nice to Lexi because they don't want to be mean. Because she is like kind of she does come off as like an innocent little lamb. I don't think she's been evil. And I think everybody understands that Jesse's a douchebag.
Exactly. You know? And they feel bad for the girl, but they're like, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, it's almost like she's like the person on like who has like the clipboard on the street, like sign up for my, like, can you give a donation to the ASPCA? And they're like, hi, thank you. And they keep on walking by. They're like, I hope you get what you want, but I'm not going to help you. And if Gabby's memory is correct, it was just Gabby, Carl, and Emeril at this party.
And Gabby only 5 minutes.
So
I think that kind of speaks volumes on where Lexi stands with everybody. So she's like, well, like September 22nd, like I had my birthday September 21st and he posted on his story on the 22nd. So I thought he was on a date and I didn't want to come to my birthday. So I didn't care. Okay. So September 22nd, you had your birthday party on September 21st and he posted a story on September 22nd. So it wasn't even the same day, Lexi.
Yeah.
How are you making this an issue?
And then when she was like, well, I didn't even want him there.
Yeah, because he says, well, you told me you didn't want to be friends with me, so I'm not going to show up at your birthday. And she goes, yeah, and like, I didn't want to make a whole group chat without you, but it wasn't even for you. I'm sorry, but it wasn't. I was like, well, slam, because he didn't go, weirdo.
He's like, okay, so you're welcome for not going?
Yeah, and Sierra's like, okay, but I don't know when your birthday party is. And then two, the last dinner we had, you're telling me you don't trust me. And she goes, but he made me not trust you. She goes, yeah, but you're the one who said you don't trust me. So why would I go to your birthday? And especially when you're going around making this picture like Jesse and I are doing these things that are manipulative or doing things in the media to rub it in your face. Like, what the fuck was that? And Sierra's just like, and rolls her eyes and lip lines. And her mom's just petting her ankle under the chair like, it's okay. You got this, honey. You got
I'm
this.
Shocked they weren't sitting behind her, actually. You're right. Yeah.
I'm surprised too. So that's it for that. And one other thing I read on the Reddit that I wanted to ask you about was the night of the U.S. Open. They took pictures of the U.S. Open. Did they actually go together? Because someone commented that they didn't even go together. They just saw each other there.
Jesse and Sierra?
Mm-hmm.
What I would assume is whenever I see Bravo Lebs or influencers going to the US Open, it's usually part of like a sponsored suite type thing. You know, when like they go to like concerts, I would assume they both were probably at different partnerships and then just saw each other. So I don't think it was like a date.
Yeah, kind of like their Coachella thing or whatever. Yeah, where, like, people were making it look like.
Yeah, I think Sierra strikes me, and I mean this complimentary because this would be how I would operate. She's like, I'm not going to leave my house to go to something if I'm not getting paid for it. So I don't think she would go to the US Open with Jesse just to.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they were getting that confused with Coachella or whatever, but I thought that was interesting because after this, it's like Lexi's timeline is already, it's sus. It's like, oh, okay, so they didn't skip your party. If they skipped your party and were like having dinner, like here's to Lexi's, that bitch's birthday, like doing cheers or something. But
that'd be one thing.
They're allowed to have brunch the next day.
They can exist in society.
Yeah. I'm stuck on something. I'm stuck on you, Danny. You guys... Thank you so much for being here. Danny Murphy, you are an absolute treasure.
No, you are the treasure. God bless. This was so much fun. When you were like, can you come on? I was like, this is the best thing ever. This is so much fun. I want to talk to you and also Ben all of the time because.
Yes. So maybe we can partner swap next time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Fun. Yes. Because Evan is very upset to miss you. But yes, I mean,
my bad, you guys. I gave them the wrong day. I asked them to come on yesterday to recap Summer House. Fucking moron. This is what I get for not being it. And I stopped smoking the weed years ago.
You were too busy on your ass eating tour around the valley to, you know what? It gets confusing with the calendar.
All right. So follow Danny on Instagram at Cashmere Danny. Also find Virtual Reality at Virtual Reality. Is it pod?
Just Virtual Reality.
Okay, on Instagram. They're on Sirius XM Stars, 8 to 10 Eastern on the weekdays. And don't forget the Virtual Reality Awards, September 17th at the New York City Winery. On sale Friday at noon, everybody. And don't forget Crappin's last two shows. Seattle is June 12th and Los Angeles is June 19th. Get your tickets at watchwhatcrappins.com. Love you guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets a name from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo,
Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.